The issue of driver's licenses for illegal immigrants did bring a fiery exchange in that recent presidential debate, and the war in Iraq is often thought to top voter concerns. But news analyst Daniel Shore says in the end, it all may really come back to the economy, stupid.
After the 2006 election, the conventional wisdom was that Democratic gains reflected voter unhappiness with the Iraq War, and that this issue would dominate the 2008 presidential campaign. That assumption has not held up, or at least not yet. Congressional Democrats have tried some 36 times to attach bring home the troops clauses to pending legislation and have not succeeded once. The Democrats have unveiled a report indicating that with hidden costs, the price of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan will reach a fearsome $3.5 trillion by 2017. But that does not seem to have driven Americans into spasms of rage. The congressional Republicans seem to have recovered their footing in the years since the election, and they now seem prepared to take on the Democrats in any struggle over war spending. It is not that the public has come to like the war. It is more that the public has given up on trying to influence the decisions about the road ahead. Voters are returning to more traditional pocketbook issues and paying more attention to the shaky economy. A CNN poll finds that the economy now tops the list of issues important to voters. The Iraq War comes in second. It's the economy, stupid, is a well-remembered phrase from the Clinton campaign in 1992. Historically, a troubled economy rises to the top of voter concerns. In Jimmy Carter times, it would have been called malaise. This is Daniel Shore.